Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says he's confident he's done nothing wrong, but a federal investigation of tactics to encourage the use of union labor in Boston has reached City Hall. A grand jury has indicted City Tourism Chief Kenneth Brissett on a charge of extortion related to labor and the issuing of permits for a city music festival. WBUR's David Boeri has the story.
In courtroom 19, it seemed a lifetime ago, the days of champagne and roses, when Ken Brissett, the self-proclaimed minister of fun for the city of Boston, presided over the duck boat parade that brought the Super Bowl champion Patriots through the winter streets of the city. After yesterday's arrest, the mayor had called Brissett a good and hard-working person. But the testimonial did not lessen the sting of the arrest at home or the handcuffs with which he was escorted, disheveled, into the courtroom for the one-count charge of Hobbs Act extortion. Maximum penalty, 25 years. Though it wasn't named, the main event in the indictment appears by all evidence to be the Boston Calling Music Festival of 2014. Earlier that year, Mayor Marty Walsh had brought the former CEO of the state's Office of Tourism to City Hall. By summer, according to the indictment, Brissett was already engaged in vigorous efforts to talk production companies out of using non-union workers. As the producers of Boston Calling were waiting for the issuance of city permits and approvals for their September show, prosecutors claim, Brissett told the company it needed to hire members of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, or IATSE. The producers of Boston Calling replied they had already hired all the workers they needed from a non-union company, but Brissett allegedly demanded they hire union workers for half the jobs. Prosecutors claim that with 3 days to go before the concert and no permits, the company agreed to a compromise. They hired 8 additional union workers and a union foreman. The concert lived, and so did the music. Represent, represent. It's a single-count indictment, and Brissett is not charged with personal or monetary gain, but the prosecutors associate Boston Calling with City Hall Calling. The mayor, who has been defending himself from prior reports he and his administration are being investigated, was pressed by reporters yesterday afternoon.
Absolutely not. And I know the one thing, as far as me personally, that would never happen in my administration. I would never do that. I wouldn't do that.
The indictment also alleges that Brissett told a producer for a reality TV show, publicly identified as Top Chef, that if it didn't hire from a local union, now identified as the Teamsters, there would be no permits for filming. Although Brissett has not been criminally charged for these actions, prosecutors state that when threatening to pull the necessary permits for Top Chef, Brissett was informed by 2 knowledgeable government officials that, quote, pulling the permits was not legal. One state official is quoted as telling Brissett, it was none of our business being in state government whether something is union or non-union. Though Brissett has not been charged with extortion in that matter, his alleged statements are included in this indictment to suggest Brissett knew that what he was doing regarding Boston Calling was not legal. Not guilty, Brissett said in court. He was released on an unsecured bond of $25,000, and he went out the back entrance. Of course I won't comment, said his attorney, William Kettlewell, who instead issued a written statement for Brissett, saying, the indictment returned against me today is factually and legally flawed. I intend to fight these false charges with everything at my disposal. Brissett is on administrative leave, the mayor's office said. As for the mayor himself, the day was only slightly less uncomfortable. He was being asked whether he was concerned he might be indicted.
No, I know I've done nothing wrong in any of my doings as mayor of the city of Boston. I'm very confident of that. I'm confident the way that I carry myself and the way that I represent the city of Boston.
The chief of tourism and travel, who has had to give up his passport, will return to court in July. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.